Let's move to the response part of the when we're actually in the crisis. And as Andrea pointed out, one of the things that you're going to encounter is communication is going to be two-way, and it's going to be coming from a lot of different sources, and you're going to be trying to reach a lot of different folks to let them know what is happening. It's, as Andrew pointed out, if you practice that and if everybody already knows what their particular function and their particular role is, it obviously makes it more polished, and it also gives the people who are handling this the peace of mind of knowing what their particular function is, that they're not responsible for the entire matter. So we recommend that you designate a crisis leader, and the crisis leader, as Andrew pointed out, is somebody that's going to need to be strong. They're going to need to be strong with respect to communication, particularly communication to the entire team. So they're going to need to have the authority to step up and say, okay, this is what you need to be doing, and people need to be prepared to get in line and handle that. Presumably, your folks, because of the practice that Andrea recommended, are going to be polished at this. They're going to know ahead of time that I'm going to be charged with updating the district's website, or I'm going to be charged with sending out some sort of broadcast to the various administrators in throughout the school district, whatever might be the particular function. So if they recognize that ahead of time and the crisis leader steps up and says, all right, go, everybody should know where it is that they're supposed to be headed. Now, the nature of catastrophes or crises, of course, is that you always get that huge element of the unknown, and so it comes at a surprise time. We don't see it coming. You know, there's all the emotion that goes along with a crisis situation, and of course, one of the things that we recognize is messaging is everything, right? And so, you want to, for the sake of keeping all your constituents, whether it's your teachers, your students, the parents, you want to project that you are in control, that you know what's going on, and that you're dealing appropriately with the situation. That will instill a lot of confidence in those constituents and make the management of the crisis much more effective. Obviously, one of the things that you have to be prepared for then in those uncertain circumstances is the possibility that part of the crisis team who has practiced this will not be available. And so you may have to delegate those duties to someone else within it. One of the things that we want to talk to you about, and this comes from the school safety website, and I think it's a great idea, is for the first person to walk into the room to begin what we call the rolling script on a whiteboard or computer. And then we're going to project that out onto a screen so that everybody who comes into the crisis management room will be able to see what has happened before they get there. So we have an example here. I'm not going to read this to you, but I do want you to see sort of what that would look like. And I think in looking at it, you can see why it would be so important to have this. At a glance, it allows the person who has stepped into the room late to see what has occurred thus far, and also to let you know some of the decisions that have been made. So, for instance, the fact that the high school principal has been contacted. Once you walk in and see the rolling script, no one has to ask the question, has the principal been contacted? Likewise, during the course of the unrolling of this crisis, there are going to be some things, some decisions that you need to make. For instance, timing of statements on behalf of the school, whether those statements on behalf of the school will be joint statements made with law enforcement. And again, in just looking at the rolling script, we can see what those decisions were, when they were made. And no, again, nobody has to go back up and ask questions about that.
I would just echo that. This is, in my experience, this is one of the most important things. And if you're school districts, you know, if you're an attorney who represents school districts, please go back and talk to your clients about this. If they're not doing this as part of their practice, this is so important. I know when I've walked into the room during a crisis, I might be, you know, 10 minutes behind or because of where I was when the crisis occurred. It's just so nice to walk in the room and see exactly what is going on. The group might be on a phone call with the police, and you don't want to walk in and say, what's going on? You know, you can just look up, see it, and you can even make notations. You know, so-and-so has been assigned to call the board, and you can write initials by who's doing what, and this is just so valuable. It just gets everyone immediately up to speed, and this has been one of the best, most useful tools of communication internally that I've seen during a crisis.
And we caution you, of course, to be careful about what it is that you put into the rolling script. Obviously, whatever is there needs to be necessary information, but it also needs to be information that conveys a plan that appears to have, you know, some confidence. We don't want it to reflect just a sense of panic on behalf of the participants. And so one of the things, you know, this is about messaging to the team internally. And, of course, we recognize just how vital messaging is. We also know that this is going to be available after the crisis, and Andrea will cover this later in the presentation. But in every situation, you know, we have the opportunity for it to be a learning experience. And if we can see the decisions that were made, what that process looked like in an actual emergency situation, then the next time that we have the opportunity to address this issue or to practice, go back and just do this in advance of a real crisis, we'll have the benefit of knowing what worked, what didn't work, what could we have done better.